I'm going to read the proclamation of the independent Oglala Nation. This proclamation was issued yesterday by the Oglala Sioux who met in the teepee. Let it be known this day, March 11th, 1973. First motion stated that the Oglala Sioux people will use this document to revive the treaty of 1868 and that it will be the basis for all negotiations. Second motion, that the declaration be made that we are a sovereign nation by the treaty of 1868. Third motion, to send a delegation to the United Nations as follows. Chief Frank Fulsgrove, Chief Frank Kill's enemy, Eugene Whitehawk, District Chairman, Meredith Quinn, International Legal Advisor, Matthew King, Interpreter, David Long, Vice President of the Oglala Sioux Tribe under the Indian Reorganization Act as an alternate, seconded and voted unanimously. Fourth motion was that as soon as they get the petition together, they want to abolish the tribal government under the Indian Reorganization Act. Also, that Wounded Knee will be a corporate state of the Oglala Sioux Nation, seconded and voted unanimously. Five, a Sioux medicine man requested that an interpreter accompany the delegation to the United States and not United Nations, seconded and voted unanimously. And signed by Frank Fulsgrove, Frank Kill's enemy, Eugene Whitehawk, Meredith Quinn, David Long, Matthew King. Statement made yesterday at Wounded Knee, it is quoted, we no longer have a perimeter to defend, but a border to defend. And if any foreign official representing a foreign government, specifically the United States of America, if they approach our boundaries, that will be deemed as an act of war and dealt with accordingly. The Declaration of Citizenship for this country. I, John Running Doe, being an Oglala, hereby swear to honor the Indian way of the independent Oglala nations and to respect the laws, both written and unwritten, of said nation. I resign my allegiance to all other nations of the world and accept the citizenship of the independent Oglala Nation. I further recognize and support the provisional government and the subsequent recognized government established at Wounded Knee in the moon of the blinding snow, March 11, 1973, and I pledge to respect and protect the boundaries of the independent Oglala Nation as they are established in the Treaty of 1868.
That was Russell Means.
Ordinances of the Law and Order. The independent Oglala Nation shall appoint members to have authority to question, detain those persons that have violated traditional Indian ways and such laws where a person aggressively harms, aggravates, slanders, or defames other fellow Indians or citizens and knowingly assaults another brother or sister of another tribe with the intent to do bodily harm. 1. All complaints will be brought to the magistrate who will record these complaints. 2. Magistrate will bring complaint to an all-Indian jury. 3. Indian jury will consist of traditional elderly men. 4. Indian jury will investigate complaint and call plaintiff and defendant of this complaint and will vote justice or satisfaction according to the traditional Indian way. 5. 5 members will be on the Indian jury at all times. In the event of a conflict of interest, the elderly man will disqualify himself and an alternate will be brought in. Now, I announce to you this afternoon that this is just a temporary government. And the permanent government will, all of us will take part in that. The provisional government